ACLU privacy expert Jay Stanley told The Washington Post that the spy blimps represent the kind of massive persistent surveillance we've always been concerned about with drones. It's part of this trend we've seen since 9/11, which is the turning inward of all of these surveillance technologies. In the past, defense systems such as the Distant Early Warning, Dew Line, were aimed toward Russia. Today, they seem to be guarding against internal threats rather than foreign ones. Army spokespersons attempted to assuage any concern over the blimp monitoring by stating, the primary mission is to track airborne objects. Its secondary mission is to track surface-moving objects such as vehicles or boats. The capability to track surface objects does not extend to individual people. However, the EFF's Lynch notes, if it's able to track vehicles, that is problematic. You could imagine a scenario in which the location information can reveal where you go to church, what doctor you're going to, whether you're cheating on your wife, all those types of details. Once a surveillance technology is put up, it's very tempting for law enforcement or the military to use it for reasons they did not originally disclose. The surveillance state now reaches into every aspect of our lives, including social media. Many of the more than 1 billion Facebook users would be horrified to learn that the NSA has co-opted the website in order to monitor citizens who have not been accused of any crime. According to internal government documents leaked by Snowden and reported by journalists Ryan Gallagher and Glenn Greenwald, in some cases the NSA has masqueraded as a fake Facebook server, using the social media site as a launching pad to infect a target's computer and exfiltrate files from a hard drive. In others, it has sent out spam emails laced with malware, which can be tailored to covertly record audio from a computer's microphone and take snapshots with its webcam.